Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Well, this is Back to Reality. Thank you for joining us in today's new episode. Well, this is Asma. I have the honor to be your host. And just like always, we have two very dear guests whom I would love them to introduce themselves pretty much briefly. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Zainab, and assalamu alaikum, Sister Masuma.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you?
Thank you very much. Well, just to start with, give us a very short introduction about yourself.
So yeah, basically I have been studying Hafsa for past 10 years now. And before that, I have done my master's in linguistics, grad in science, and that's it.
So thank you very much for coming here. And what about you, Sister Masma?
I'm studying English literature and I'm just in the beginning of my journey.
So wish you luck. Gratitude and showing gratitude to other people and even to yourself is a must in our religion. Like we have this quote that مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْمَخْلُوقِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْخَالِقِ. This shows that thanking other people for whatever they've done to you, for whatever favor they've done to you, is an important thing that you must do. It's not that you see other people doing goodness to you and then you take it for granted. You take it as, okay, they had to do it. It's their responsibility.
What if we don't feel like thanking? Because sometimes I think it's their responsibility. So if I don't feel like thanking, should I still say thank you? Like, let me give you a little example. There are some buses in our university that they work. Why? That's his job. He's getting paid for it. Why would I say thank you? Like, he would do it anyways. And I didn't see the point of saying thank you.
I remember a certain kind of instance wherein I was with one of my friends in a taxi who would usually pick and drop us. Like, he was a worker in our department. So, like, he dropped her and then she went home. And then he said to me, I don't think they have thank you in their culture. You know, we also have a hadith from Imam Rizal alayhi salam, a person who has not thanked another person as if he has not thanked God. So sometimes it's like necessary. Sometimes people who are really tired, sometimes doesn't matter they get paid or not, but sometimes it's like goes back to your ethical
values. It's a sign of
values.
Gratitude, and yeah. It's inspiring. Like about your professors, when they teach you, and then when you get to the last session of your course, and then everybody would thank them. Well, he's gonna get paid. This is his job. He has to.
For example, in some cultures, women don't thank strangers. They wouldn't thank the shopkeeper, the grocery man, or any other. It's like disrespect to me as a woman.
Well, based on Islamic narrations as well, women do not have to talk unnecessary talks with strangers. Yes, but then, you know, in that crowd, when everybody is saying thank you to the driver, if you say, then you're not distinguished. But if you don't say, you are distinguished. So up until now, we got that sometimes the thank you that you give to other people is very costly, like for some people, for some reasons. So they don't think because they think, okay, it was their responsibility. He's going to get paid for it. But then we'd come back to see. Is there any other way around?
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. This is Back to Reality. I hope we are bringing you back to reality. Sister Zainab and Sister Masma are doing their best to bring us back to reality. And then the concept, the issue that we're talking about today is thanking. Well, based on our Islamic heritage, thanking and showing gratitude to other people who have done you good is a must. You have to show it. It's a sign of how understanding you are, of how kind you are. and we must be kind towards each other. So you were about to say an incident.
Yeah, like when I earlier came to Islamic Republic, and I was not much aware about the what is good in a culture, what is bad in this mm-hmm. culture, and what is religious in this culture, what is non-religious
yeah,
in this culture.
Yeah, about the
it was a winter
difference.
Night. It was a winter night, and late night, I saw a sweeper sweeping the streets, and it was really cold, and I made my husband stop, and I told him, you say that phrase in Persian that is Hasana Bashi, like may you never get tired. Please rephrase that. And he said, it's the same phrase. In this cold night, you're sweeping roads for us. But then I realized that I told my husband, but I want to express gratitude. And he gave me a good lesson. And he said that your gratitude to him is that the roads he sweeped, you're not going to make them messy.
Yeah.
You're not going to put the dust. That's also a form of expressing gratitude. It's not always verbal gratitude. And that night, like, I kind of learned a good lesson.
Exactly.
It does not always have to be verbal. I think even if you're being religious, it's mm-hmm. not like you're not being grateful.
Yes.
But you can express your gratitude the other way.
Yeah, it's actually, now you mentioned something very interesting. It's because of the cultural and maybe national differences that people have in their culture and their nation. Like in the Western culture, usually thinking must be for a reason. Mm-hmm. There must be something happening to me, given to me, that I have to think. And sometimes, as we see in the movies, even in that occasions, you have to because, for example, you're my father. You have to because you're my friend. You see, like, thinking is not a thing that is God, is not a thing. Let's put it this way. But in Western cultures, no, it's a real thing. Like in our culture, it is an important sign that shows you understand the other person is actually helping you with something. And then also we see that in different generations. Like the more we get closer to the Z generations, we see that there must be a reason for them to thank you.
Yeah, there must be.
Defend yourself.
There must be a reason. See, I am a thankful person. So, for example, if I would buy something, I would say thank you while I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like I'm never thanking anyone. So let's clarify that. But sometimes I feel like it's not necessary.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Let me put it this way. Maybe you would relate to what we say.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a teacher. And if you're a student, out of nowhere, one day when you're very tired, one of them comes to you and very sweetly thanks you. What would you think about them?
Oh, I'll be so happy.
So you'd be
They're
so happy.
Child.
So, you see, what about your sibling?
This is good because these people are important to each other again. You see, sometimes, not sometimes, actually, always when you...
Your co-worker in the institute.
No, that they're not really so close. If they're not close...
Okay, if they're not close and they come and thank you, for example, for something you offer to them for one day.
I think
it wouldn't really be a big deal to me. If they wouldn't thank me, I would be fine. If they thanked, it would be a very short-term pleasure. Maybe a millisecond. I would be like, oh, they're polite. That's it.
Interesting.
See, I would rather thank... Mm-hmm. When a person is really making effort, like, for example, when our teachers, professors, my classmates, they're helping me, I would definitely be thankful because they're doing good to me. And I would...
What if your teacher thanks you as a student?
Oh.
Wouldn't that make you happy?
That would. You see, so I was going to come to this point too.
Yeah.
I would thank when I know it's going to be a real... emotion, you know, a real sense of happiness and joy that, oh, this human being thanked me. But if I would thank that driver, he wouldn't even remember and care.
Oh, forget about that example of the driver, but we're talking about thanking and showing gratitude in a general sense. Like, in a general sense, human beings, I guess this is something very natural.
Yeah,
we all would love being thanked.
Yeah.
Even if I give you a glass of water and you thank me for that, it makes me happy.
Yeah.
Because it means you understand. You are a human being, you have emotion, and you can understand kindness.
Yeah, I think we should not restrict thanking in words again.
Mm-hmm.
We
yes.
have to show that in expressions. For example, sometimes my students make mess in the class, so much noise, they're talking to each other and I'm giving them time. And the first phrase I tell them, you're so, so ungrateful because I'm giving my time
yeah.
and each of my second that's passing by, mm-hmm. it will never come back. And you're talking to each other unnecessarily and this is being ungrateful. So I'm trying to teach them
mm-hmm.
even listening to someone who gave you time is expressing gratitude to that person. It necessarily does not have to come out of words. It does not have to come out in the form of words. Mm-hmm. So like, we do expect thank you. For example, sometimes expressing thank you is the way you appreciate whatever the way she cooked.
Exactly. Yeah.
You appreciate whatever the way, I don't know, he or she is. You appreciate the time they gave you or you... Whatever, for example, you make best out. For example, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the verbal form, but another form is, for example, if I want to thank him for my eyes, my gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with my eyes would be that I would avoid watching everything that is forbidden.
Exactly. Forbidden, definitely.
Yeah, that's very true.
And, you know, thanking, as pleasant it can be for the person who's hearing, I think it can be also very pleasant for the person who's saying it.
Yeah.
Because they realize about the blessing. As you mentioned, the example of thanking Allah, when we thank Allah, we realize our blessings. Because we realize something and then we are thanking. Yeah. I think that's why our religion keeps on insisting on this importance.
See?
That you should.
Yeah, it's very important because it actually strengthens the bonds between people as well. Like, I remember the way me and one of my friends at university got close to each other mm-hmm. was by thanking. Oh. Like, I gave her a piece of paper, and then she thanked me, and then I thought, oh, how caring and kind she is. And
how
then,
polite.
And then we hit it off. And that was the way we got friends with each other. So sometimes it's the way that brings people together, and sometimes it shows... It's much about your personality and how... And how kind you are, and not just about being kind, how you realize the small details even in your life. By the way, there are two types of thinking, like thank you for mentioning that. Sometimes you thank people, sometimes you thank God. And in both ways, it is God's blessings for you and the one you thank. For sure, God is the one who distributes all these blessings. But then I guess to practice it shows how great of a person you are. So just to wrap up today's episode in some beautiful quotes from beautiful verses from the Holy Book of Quran and quotes from the narrations that we have, I would just mention one part from a very famous narration that says, I thank God, actually the speaker is thanking God for He being always there watching over me without me needing to go on his door and asking for permission to get into him without waiting. He's always there.
I would like to mention the verse from Quran. لَيْن شَكِرْتُمْ لَأَذِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank, the blessings are going to be increased.
And you know, we have a hadith from Prophet, peace be upon him and his purified family, that I have not known you the way you were supposed to be known. And many hadiths that are following up, we have imams and other prophet himself saying that we have not thanked the God the way he was supposed to be thanked. And that's why imams, especially like in Dua Kumail, Imam Ali al-Islam, they constantly say seek forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while they are infallibles. This shows us that they were humans, they had limited capabilities, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited. And that's why they have been always seeking forgiveness. And this seeking of forgiveness in itself is like expressing a kind of gratitude for all the blessings he had. And like literally, we have not thanked God the way we were supposed to. And I remember one of the verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, this mankind is so ungrateful in Surah Adiyat.
Thank you very much. Well, this is all for today. Thank you for staying with us and thank you for giving us your ears and attention. This was all for today. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah.
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي التي ما رايزك لتصي دليلتك وانسكت.